It is February 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and take comments from today's JLN. Facebook did a huge faceplant yesterday as the price of its shares plunged 26%, erasing $25.3 billion, that is billion with a B, worth of market value in a single day, the biggest single day wipeout in market value for any U.S. company ever, Bloomberg reported. While Wormhole may have bad branding, Jump Trading has excellent branding as it jumped right in and filled the $320 million ETH hole created by the hack in DeFi platform Wormhole, which was developed by Certus One. Jump bought Certus One back in August. Nice work, Jump. If you liked Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing's animated video of the year of the tiger, you should also watch their Lunar New Year open celebration video. Check it out with a link in today's newsletter. The LPGA is releasing a three-part documentary on the Tour Championship, a behind-the-scenes three-part documentary that details the excitement, competition, and glamour of the Tour's 2021 crowning event, the CME Tour Championship. The documentary includes interviews with LPGA Commissioner Molly Marco Salmon and CME Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy, among other features. Thank you to Aaron Walter, the latest person to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Aaron works at Google Cloud and was formerly with the CME Group. We have heard about the high price of coffee and the limited acreage, but there is another reason why it is an essential part of the day. According to researchers at the nutrition app Zoe, headed by Tim Spector from King's College, coffee is good for your gut. Coffee drinkers have higher microbiome diversity than non-coffee drinkers. And you know me, I'm all for diversity. I am not for inclusion of anything in my coffee, however. File this under the category investment returns. On Wednesday, when we were getting all the snow across the U.S., including 8 inches in Elmhurst, Illinois, I received a call from one of my former scouts asking if I needed help removing snow from my driveway. I was doing some snow shoveling at the time. I told him to come by after the snow stopped later in the day. He's an Eagle Scout, and he brought another scout, a Life Scout, with him. They were both in the Boy Scout troop, for which I was the scoutmaster for 8 years. They did a great job on my very long driveway and also the sidewalks. They asked me for $15 per person for their work. I paid them double that and another $10 per boy for having the initiative to call me up and ask if I needed help that day. While I overpaid for the rates, it was much lower than my deductible for an emergency room visit for a potential heart attack. They moved a lot of snow. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Cboe Global Markets reports 2021 fourth quarter and full year results. Cboe Global Markets Inc. today reported financial results for the 2021 fourth quarter and full year. 2021 was a remarkable year for Cboe as we made significant progress advancing our strategic initiatives while delivering record full year results. As we begin 2022, we are focused on the transformational opportunities ahead in data and access solutions, derivatives, and CBOE digital, opportunities that span our ecosystem, said Edward T. Tilley, CBOE Global Markets Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer. We have demonstrated our ability to diversify and strengthen our revenue profile as a global market operator, something we believe we will accelerate in 2022 as we continue to broaden our geographic reach and extend our access to our unique set of products and services around the globe. Continued efforts to build on our core capabilities through organic and inorganic investment will allow CBOE to remain a leader in capital markets innovation. I'm incredibly proud of the entire CBOE team for the record results delivered in 2021, and I am even more excited for the opportunities in 2022 and beyond. My comment, whoever let Ed Tilly become a shark, well, here are the results. Here's a story from Bloomberg. America's facing a great talent recession. If the U.S. is to stand up to a resurgent China, it needs to think hard about finding top talent as it does about promoting equity. Another monthly jobs report finds employers across the U.S. still crying out in vain for workers. Goods are undelivered for want of truckers. Code is unwritten for want of coders. Hotel beds are unmade for want of bed makers. Both Hilton Worldwide Holdings and Marriott International Inc. dispensing with automatic daily housekeeping at their non-luxury properties. Even the Internal Revenue Service has struggled to have enough people to deal with taxes on time is bordering on apocalyptic. My comment, America is a great place because it has always attracted immigrants from all over the world to the land of opportunity, risk takers who are motivated to build a better world for themselves, their families, and the world. Part of our country has forgotten or does not realize this. We are a people united by an idea of freedom and opportunity, and that attracts talented, motivated people. We need to get back to that message. Here's a story from the New York Times. Food prices approach record highs, threatening the world's poorest. The prices have climbed to their highest level since 2011, according to a UN index. It could cause social unrest on a widespread scale, one expert said. Food prices have skyrocketed globally because of disruptions in the global supply chain, adverse weather, and rising energy prices, increases that are still imposing a heavy burden on poorer people around the world and are threatening to stoke social unrest. The increases have affected such items as varied as grains, vegetable oils, butter, pasta, beef, and coffee. They come as farmers around the globe face an array of challenges, including drought and ice storms that have ruined crops, rising prices for fertilizer and fuel, and pandemic-related labor shortages and supply chain disruptions that make it difficult to get products to market. My comment. More wars are fought over just this than probably any other factor. Food should be acquired by trade, not by war. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Depression, isolation, loss of purpose. Could retirement be bad for your mental health? The late Pamela Hickson of Leipzig, Ohio, was eager to retire from her job running a hospice agency. Soon after she quit, however, Hickson spiraled into depression and anxiety. She sought help from counselors and her pastor, but it wasn't enough. 6 months after retiring, she took her own life. She lost her purpose. She lost her significance. She lost a sense of meaning in her life, says her son Tony Hickson, a Findlay, Ohio-based wealth manager who wrote about the experience and how it transformed his financial planning practice in a book, Retirement Stepping Stones, Finding Meaning, Life with Purpose, and Leave a Legacy. My question, how many former Pitt traders' depression was linked to a loss of purpose, social isolation, and loss of significance? Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JALN. Thursday's top story was the CME Group names slate of director nominees. Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy led the pack of nominees. Our second most read story was MarketWatch's The Best Job in America Pays $145,000 a Year and Has 14,000 Job Openings and Offers Generous Work-Life Balance. Looks like the role of an enterprise architect came out on top. Our third story was from the Wall Street Journal. Social media platform StockTwits takes cue from brokerages, adds crypto trading. StockTwits, a social media community for investors and traders, is adding live trading to its platform. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The headline, Jump Crypto Replenishes $320 million Stolen in Wormhole Hack Trading Powerhouses. $320 million save suggests it's crypto rich. Jump's response to wormhole hack was a fast refund of losses. President of Jump Crypto calmly tweeted all day about snafu. This week's $320 million blockchain hack gives a tantalizing hit at just how huge a presence Jump Trading Group has become in cryptocurrencies. Jump was always notoriously tight-lipped about its operations, even as it grew over the course of two decades into a quiet giant of financial markets. So people took notice when the Chicago-based trading firm started opening up last year about its crypto ambitions. Some secrets remained, like, for instance, just how much money is the company making in crypto? Here's another story from Bloomberg. Meta erased $251 billion in value, biggest wipeout in history. Shares slumped 26%, dragging down Snap, Pinterest, Twitter. Wall Street cuts price targets on Meta shares after earnings. Meta Platforms Inc.'s one-day crash now ranks as the worst in stock market history. The Facebook parent now plunged 26% Thursday on the back of woeful earnings results and erased about $251.3 billion in market value. That's the biggest wipeout in market value for any U.S. company ever. And lastly, from Newsweek, why London grad, Putin's allies' safe haven, is key to averting Russian-Ukraine war. Hitting the London pockets of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle could stave off war in Ukraine, experts have told Newsweek, though it risks unknown consequences. Russian wealth has flowed into Britain in recent decades, helping safeguard kleptocrats' wealth from international sanctions and easing pressure on Putin's foreign policy. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.